making a difference in our community. This is Karen Hammond, known for the Walk With Me fundraiser and a mental health advocate. Thank you so much for being an incredible fundraiser. Karen, first question for you is just, how did you get involved in charity work and fundraising?
I have sort of fallen into that to a certain extent. My parents were very community-minded, so I was raised with that, you know, that its importance. And I've been involved in a lot of organizations. I was part of Tomato Fest when that was around. When they rebranded as Bayfest, I was there for the first couple of years to help. I've been part of the Long Point Chamber of Commerce forever. I had a stint from late teens, early 20s, took time off while I had a family, and am now back on the executive. And then just other things have just happened. I am a suicide widow, so mental health has become very important to me and speaking about that. And that has opened up opportunities.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the Walk With Me fundraiser?
Sure. One of my good friends is Darlene Frost. She has Storytime Photography. And she has been a very good friend while I have learned to walk as a widow. And mental health is important to both of us. And she came up with this idea of the Walk With Me project. And it's just being there for the community. And we have, because I'm running a store that is involved in pets and everything, and, you know, it's when people have a dog or any sort of pet, they are there for you no matter what. And so we sort of focused on that aspect with the Walk With Me project, that, you know, your pet's going to walk with you through everything in life. And people need to do that as well.
What are some of the places you've been able to support?
So CAMH, which is the Center for Addictions and Mental Health, I've raised money for them personally myself with their Sunrise Challenge. This will be my third year doing that. And then the CMHA, the Canadian Mental Health Association. And then there have been other groups out of Hamilton and stuff. Anything that focuses with mental health and challenges in society, youth addictions, things like that.
Why is it so important to fundraise like this?
So for me, my husband struggled with anxiety and depression. And I mean, I knew that and we were working through it. I thought things were going well. His suicide really blindsided me. And, you know, it drives home the fact that you don't always see what's going on in somebody's life, even if when you're living with them, you don't see everything. And it's important to cut people slack and just, you know, somebody might just be having a bad day and there might be a really good reason why they're having a bad day. And you just need to have empathy. And so I'm just trying to push that a little bit more.
Any special moments that stand out for you?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. there are so many good moments that have come. When me as a person and Darlene and other people that are involved, when we are willing to open up and share, you get a lot of people that will open up and share as well. And you hear a lot of good stories.
Thank you so much. You can hear from our other fundraisers at norfolktoday.ca.